This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Richard Bradbury.
And we're asking you, what virtual events have you been attending over the past few months? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Richard, let's talk about gyms, huh?
Wow, yeah, my favorite place to go recently.
Virtually,
I go there virtually in my mind. Okay, so as we know, the fitness industry is in the midst of a digital transformation. We're talking about it right now. And fitness, just like just about every industry from transportation to leisure, has witnessed this emergence of digital as a bit of a force for change. And brick and mortar gyms are having a tough time keeping pace. You know, there's entire companies that have successfully launched to capitalize on the rise in digital fitness. There's a whole bunch of companies over in the US, for example, Mirror, Peloton, Fit, and Sweat. They're just a few. But if we go back a little while, and Jeff, you probably won't remember this, we've got Jane Fonda to thank for bringing fitness into home back in the 80s. So she brought that video out, and it went on to be
VHS
the most...
VHS tapes, right?
Correct.
Yes, I
the
know.
The most popular... you remember those? The most popular VHS of all time. But there's another thing, you know, and that kind of brought it into the home. It brought exercise into the home. But there's a real big factor that's kind of playing an important role right now. Whether or not you, whatever you want to call them, Gen Y, Millennials, Gen Z, but they account for almost 50% of all health club members. And they have a preference for on-demand services and are less attracted to locking in these annual membership fees. So you've got to remember that it was that recurring stream of annual membership fees that attracted private equity to brick and mortar gyms. Of course, they need stable and a predictable cash flow to service debt and to cover high operating expenses. So working out at home or in private sessions with a personal trainer doesn't require any of that annual membership. So paying as you go is where this market is moving. This trend is the emergence of mobile apps that provide even fitness trainers and coaches with a business in a box. So professionals in all aspects of fitness, you know, particularly people who might not be the best at running a business, but they can now manage stuff like scheduling, the client onboarding, invoicing, payment processing, and communication all through an app. So a whole bunch of trainers that may have been laid off at some point, you know, can now do their own business thanks to cloud-hosted offices and video conferencing capability. You know, so you've got to look at this idea of disruption and how, you know, it's a gradual process. But if you don't get on board soon enough, you're going to be left behind. Think of Kodak and digital, you know, photography, or Sony and them not capitalizing on the Walkman as Apple came in and slapped them around. You know, COVID's kind of accelerated this pace of disruption.
And who's not to say another pandemic will come about?
Exactly. Right? You know, there's no debating, you know, the kind of devastating consequences to gyms due to COVID-19. Right. However, it's worth noting that large gym chains were not in the best of health before COVID. Yep. So a whole bunch of the big gyms, you know, even Gold's Gym, which has been around forever, you know, is now filing for bankruptcy. So it's this, you know, being at home right now, it's given us opportunity to look for ways of doing the things that we've wanted to do. And it's made things cheaper and made things more accessible and made it in a way that we can do it in the way that we chose to do. For the longest time, is you have to have a gym membership. You have to attend a certain amount of times per week. All of these little things, that's all changed. Right. You know, and I feel bad for these brick and mortar gyms. But, you know, what they say is you should always take a good advantage of the pandemic, you know, and a lot of businesses are doing this. They're popping up. They're starting all of these new things. And it's giving, you know, people like you and me and entrepreneurs and people who have always wanted their own business the chance to actually do this. And this fitness industry tends to be the one, or seems to be the one, that's going in the right direction now.
And you've seen these fitness stars. I mean, locally, we've got Joanna Soh, right? I mean, she's always been virtual and she's got like 2 million subscribers on YouTube, and that's Malaysia. Joe Wicks out in the UK as well, you know. So these names have always made themselves, they've been popular because they've been online, and all the more so, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not too long ago I interviewed somebody from Mob Squad, you know, and a few of the gyms. And I felt so bad for them. You could feel how much hard work they've put into creating a gym. That's their bread and butter, and it's their life, and they want it. You know, that's their passion. But slowly but surely, they seem to be going the way of other industries, which leads on to the final, you know, point is, what other industries are we going to start seeing moving into this thing? You know, stuff like staycations, the beauty industry, home services, all of these little things that at one point, you remember those times when you could get a hairdresser to come to your house and cut your hair? Remember that, right? That seemed to go away, but it seems to be the way it's going to come back to that at some point, I think.
Interesting. Actually, yeah, you know, that last part about the industries to follow, other industries to follow, that's going to be, you know, a key for you to make the first move, a leap forward, right? Like, you know, like what Richard said, I think everyone's been saying this, you know, never waste a good crisis, right? So in a pandemic like this, presents so much of opportunities where you really got to capture it and keep evolving, right? Because once you make the first move, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're done and you know, you can just settle with that model. It will change. I think I spoke to Datel Malaysia, and you know, I think you know, they was talking about how that you should expect at least three more changes in the consumers, you know, beyond just the next, you know, 2-3 years, right? Because you know, once we find the vaccine, what's going to happen then? Right. Like, you know, are we just going to go back to normal? No, we're not. We're going to adapt the way that we've been working now and our previous norm and find that balance. So that's going to be another change as well. So interesting.
I mean, I worry that there's going to be a bunch of people who have now completely changed their mindset over this past few months. And I don't see them ever really going back to a traditional gym.
Yeah.
You know, they've made that decision that this is now how I'm going to live because I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, get in touch with us. What virtual events have you been attending over the past few months? Educational, business, fitness, and social. Those are your Twitter options on a poll. On Instagram, at BFM Radio. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back.